Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Chris Loker, founder of Water Financial. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gary. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for making time, Chris. I really appreciate it. Chris, around the topic of saving for retirement, especially in this day and age with our higher costs, our lower income, what is your suggestion? What do we need to do?
Yeah, look, this is an intractable problem, and there's no easy answer to this, unfortunately. Look, psychologically, I think the one thing to recognize is that we are all not alone in this quest. I think people are taking body blows one at a time, another one coming on Wednesday with the petrol price increase. Yeah. So there's a lot of people struggling, a lot of people battling to save at all, and a lot of people battling to save for retirement. There was a statistic that only 6% of people are adequately financially prepared for retirement. So having said that, there is a lot that you can do, but it's down to the mundane things. It's the small things, you know, it's the starting small in terms of saving, starting early, settling debt, downsizing, reducing costs. There's a lot of things that you can do. They're boring, mundane things, as I say, but you can increase the amount that you have available to save.
But very necessary things. And I think particularly since COVID and our salaries, our money has just sort of it's just dwindled. And everything's just costing so much more. And what about multiple income sources?
Yeah, look, I think that's an unfortunate reality of, you know, if we're talking specifically about retirement, there's a number of levers that you can operate that you can change, but there's some that you can't. So longevity, for example, longevity is increasing. People are living longer, but we tend to have a tendency to retire at the same time. So if previously you were retiring at 60 or 65 and living to 75 or 80, you might be adequately prepared for retirement. If, however, you're still retiring at 60 or 65 and living an additional 10 years, then you have an additional 10 years that you need to save for. And likewise, for many people, their health tends to fade in those latter years, so your medical costs increase. And that's even before the cost of living increases that you mentioned, you know. So you get things like the petrol prices going up, electricity going up, security costs going up. And often, as you say, the income doesn't rise to meet those rising costs. So that's where you've got to squeeze out that additional, wring out the additional liquid out of the income that you're getting in. And that invariably involves reducing costs, settling debt, revising costs that you're incurring. So, for example, many people overpay for security, or they overpay for medical aid, or they overpay for insurance. So these are all things that one has to go through line by line, item by item, and interrogate to see whether you're getting it the best cost-effective price.
One of our listeners, Ian, still sent me a message too. He says, please, if I can ask Chris. Chris, he says, what is actually the set retirement age? And I think that's a very good question, because, I mean, I've heard 60, 62, 63. What are the guidelines? When are you supposed to retire?
Yeah, look, I mean, going back to your question about multiple income sources, many people will choose to work after official retirement. And I think that's probably increasingly needs to be advocated. I don't know if society and the workplace is ready to receive people that are older and that are prepared to still work, but I think it's advisable. However, within a corporate context and in a government context, there tends to be an individualized mandated retirement age. So the company will set a retirement age of, for example, 65. And it tends to be around the 60 to 65 year age bracket. So albeit that people might still be economically capable, active, fit, the company having predetermined a retirement age would insist on people retiring at that age. And that really is a case-by-case instance. From a government perspective, that tends to be around 75, but it's not legislated.
Sorry, Chris, just repeat that. From a government perspective?
So government employees tends to be 65, but the government doesn't legislate that companies have to insist on people retiring. It tends to be the companies that choose to set a retirement age.
Okay, so it's up to that individual company to set their respective sort of retirement age. And I'm,
yeah, and
I
there's
must
a, there's, Sorry, Gary, to interrupt, but there's a commerciality to that because often if people have worked at 20, 30, 40 year tenures, getting an inflation increase, often those are the most expensive employees. They may not necessarily be the most productive, but having been there for a long period of time. So that's why companies, they might be reticent to increase the retirement age because you're keeping people that are pretty expensive. And as we know, we have a youth unemployment problem. You may be able to get people that can do a similar same job at a far lesser cost.
I think you've just raised such a good point, and it's expensive to the company because, I agree fully. As you say, you've been there many years, whatever. You're obviously costing more, and this is the thing, whereas we all know that it's easy to replace and get someone possibly cheaper. And Chris, is there any advice you can possibly give our listeners, especially in this day and age?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things where the passage of time is your thief. So if somebody and there's a listener in their 20s, I would say start saving now. If, however, you're approaching retirement, your ability to influence your pot available is lessened. But having said that, as much as one can possibly save without necessarily reducing your lifestyle, and I choose my words there because you don't want to live unhappily for longer. But often there's treats and overpayments and costs that you can well reduce in order to facilitate your ability to save more. I would certainly encourage that. I think also that it's wise to look at a longer time frame for working. So you may not retire from a company, but continue to work either as a consultant or at another job. It might be lesser paying, but I certainly would advocate that retirement should go beyond the time frame of 60 to 65. I think that's probably the most important thing that one can do is keep earning for as long as absolutely possible.
Keep earning as long as possible. Yeah, Chris.
Invest wisely is obviously an easy thing to say, but if you can do it, one thing is saving. The second thing is taking those savings and deploying them in the most efficient manner to get the best return.
Chris, thank you. And that was Chris Loker, founder of Water Financial. Thank you for that sound advice.